on the Wake Up Radio. I am your host, Joel Saji. Make me free.
You're no free, man.
Make me free.
You ain't free, man. I've come to tell you that I'm free.
Make me free.
Welcome to On the Wake Up Radio. This is Joel Saji. Shout out to Ra and on the boards and our producer, Sydney Ashby. Catch replays on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and now, and we are also on Spotify. Also, please donate $2 to $5 or anything that you can amount to, which will gladly go to our website at, and our airtime. It's labeled for love, but we still live in a costly world, so we do appreciate free content. Please help us keep the message uncensored and free. You can donate as well through PayPal on the Wake Up Radio at gmail.com. And we want to welcome you all today to today's show. Thank you for tuning in. That was a powerful piece that was just got off not too long ago with the Honorable Max Egan, very vital information that was passed along. But in conjunction to that, our topic tonight is called Pass Down Racism. Basically, coming at turn of events that have happened throughout the week, definitely more slaps in the face to the black person at hand, whether you near, far, South America, France, Australia, don't matter basically where you're at, all these are definitely signaled towards you. One definitely that kind of like sticks out, kind of sore thumb, would be the most popular one that they're talking about now with the off-Broadway play, slave play that's out there in New York, where they got the women out there in the actresses, I guess, in this case, twerking for their slave masters. That's definitely a sense of passed down racism right in our face, 2018 going into 2019. And that kind of like signifies what we're talking about today. How are we going about still accepting the racism that's being passed down from day to day, it seems, generation to generation, and up to the minute, up to the hour. It bewilders me how we can accept some of these incidents that we get ourselves caught up in. But I think the guest speaker on the last show kind of like hit it on somewhat on the head when he kind of like tied it into where they were feeding into our human desires, so to speak, or basically. And we're susceptible to something like that. If someone's dangling, I guess, you hungry in this case as well, no matter what it is you're hungry for in whatever sense, but still in all, the temptation of them playing with your desires and for you to go along and grab that desire, which you know is going to be wrong in the outcome, in any case, especially the math that you put together to get it, it is not going to benefit you in any run, especially your race or anything like that. But we can also talk about passed down racism with the Prada incident, with the darkened potato heads in this case. Basically, that's what I seen. Potato heads basically put out in front of a front store were just darkened with even more red eye appealing lips, I guess, in this case. But still in all, it's another slap in the face of passed down racism interjected. And then on the flip side of that, playing into our desires, we have women out here now basically walking around with painted bodies representing those same companies that basically slap us in the face at the same time. So they prey on our weaknesses in all fronts, and it seems to be that we are susceptible to these type of weaknesses. I don't know what we got to do to get ourselves together, but still in all, there comes a sense where you may need to talk to somebody about some of the ideas that you may have going forward. Because I was saying that as well earlier today, that every idea definitely ain't a bright one. And that kind of like goes into some of the aspects of some of the millennials now, like some of the ideas that they're interjecting. But it's not even really their ideas. They're being programmed, basically, as basically what the gentleman was saying in last topic. Everyone's under some type of program, whether it be you with the television and the radio and the information that you're receiving on the daily, the police and their procedures that they have to proceed with on the daily to protect the property of those of interest. Everyone is in a programming state. You got to realize that, and some you got to find yourself get yourself up out of this program state. Now the guy was just talking about basically walking away from it and supporting each other. But still in all, with the differences that we face, it's kind of hard to combat that. And somehow we got to put this on the table again. I don't know why we keep doing it year after year, especially at the ending of the year. But how we keep going, coming out of a year, going into the year, facing the same injustices. Basically, it's a war on justice right now. Basically, that's what it all boils down to. Definitely, we can overstand your ego in certain situations. Especially when you're being tempted with on your human desires, because that plays a part in your downfall greatly. Let's also understand some of the fears that are being programmed into us as well by not accomplishing those goals that we have set forth or that we plan to accomplish. Sometimes there is a rock and roll, but still in all, we got to overcome that fear. Overcome that fear of that program fear. So basically, and we're programmed by design. You got to believe that with some of this separation that is upon us, it is duly noted that some people have to have that voice, and we all know who it is. We really don't have to say it, but if you're talking about coming together in the forefront, you have to address that community that's being hit hard with all this negativity and just outlandish atrocities throughout their history here, notated on this land. There's no way around it. I do have to have one name that I do want to put out there. Normally I don't say names just for purposes, but still in all, this one I believe justly needs to be said tonight. The young lady that passed away, the 7-year-old Jacqueline Amia Rosemira Canal Marquin, the 7-year-old that died recently in the hands of the Border Patrol once they got her taken away from her father. They put her in some little section, I guess, in the building and left her there without giving her a nutritional bag, I would say, in this case, because even in jail, in lunch, you get an apple and a crazy sandwich. But still in all, and maybe a juice, I believe, they may provide you that. And that's why that's on lunch. That's all you got to deal with for lunch. So still in all, it bewilders me how the Border Patrol, the people in that building at the time, the superiors, the supervisors, whoever else, whatever title they may have carried at that time, but still in all, how they could still induct this type of measure to where this young lady, this young girl in this case, passed away in their hands, basically from exhaustion, shock, and thirst is bewildering, especially at the young age that we are. So definitely, A shame on the Border Patrol, the person that was in first contact with him, the person that last seen him, and the person who wrote the rules for them to follow those guidelines. All of them need to be addressed and dealt with. basically upon the sadness of that. That's a real tragedy right there at hand. So I do have to send the condolences out to her and her family in the hands of the system. In this case, I also wanted to talk about one of the incidents with Blake Kilpatrick, the county sheriff out there in, I believe, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Chattown, they call it. You can call the Hamilton County Police Sheriff. Basically, a simple arrest warrant gone wrong where the victim ended up with a collapsed lung, multiple broken ribs, a broken finger, and abrasions and contusions, all for a simple arrest warrant. And all of this while handcuffed. So again, passed down racism going into 2019's year definitely has to be withdrawn from everything. We got to grab that by like the throat, I believe, before we can start stepping ahead into any other matters. Especially we got to go at it with no regrets and no reconciliation of the fact. Because with these simple things that's going on now, and we only got, almost 2 weeks, 2 weeks and so many odd days going left until the end of this year. I know that's a short time to try to address this at all, but still, no, you can't keep filming incidents that happen to us as and definitely a wrong situation. If you know wrong situation, man, at least call your baggers, let them know that you're about to do something. But, man, put yourself out there. Going about it just filming it ain't really helping us too much. And even though it's credible witness material, still in all, then the practices and just from this simple list of violentness that went down, excessive and unnecessary force that went down for a simple arrest warrant, really puts that in justification. We have people out here that are out of control. And it's plain as day. It shows it. A controlled system. And again, a controlled system is, and you're tied into it, it's a battle. But again, we have to stand somewhere. We have to stand in unity. I believe that's what Yarima was talking about just last week with the Unity Walk. That's what these walks are basically set up for these type of talks to combat these type of issues that we face and have faced, and hopefully we can definitely get rid of and not face anymore. But definitely, this is what the Unity Walk is set up for. And again, I believe it's out there in New York. You can tune in to unitywalk.com for more information on that as well. But we step into a time and era where there's, again, 2019 is approaching us, and we're still being slapped in the face with issues at hand that are definitely not in character to what we are known and recognized for. We can't be accepting ill-matic things that happen to us on any circumstance. I mean, waking up in the morning just... the disrespect of anybody passing you anymore is definitely a disrespect. That's duly noted. You should always approach someone in the manner of respect. But even from that aspect, that's passed down racism still and all within itself as well. It's not speaking upon those that need to be recognized. When you separate yourselves from not speaking in each other, you support the racism that has been installed in you. And again, this is another example of passed down racism that we're talking about tonight. With that being said, you can always call in at any given time at 678-603-4393 at any given time, speak up on anything that I'm talking about tonight. Now, also, we with no delay, because we only got so much time to speak, we want to give you another incident that kind of like happened not too long ago out there in Phoenix, Arizona. And again, this is all like within the last week and a half. So it's like, are we going into the 2019 with this swollen red face mark on our faces going in into 2019? Are we trying to put something on it to heal this wound? Because right now, with all this, I feel the sting from some of these incidents that happened. And it bewilders me how we can just keep going on with this red mark on our face throughout the whole year. Sometimes you're either going to have to put your right arm up to block the punch or the slap or something, or block it with a counter punch. But something is going to happen. You just can't keep taking all these slaps in the face, people. Now, there are definitely ways to instill in some of this separation that we're going through. And this basically, it starts with, again, I keep touching on this thing probably for the last 2 or 3 weeks. It starts off with who you teach and who's watching you as a student. And those that are listening to you as a teacher. You got to set yourself up for that anointment that you're looking for. So, and that being said, it starts off with who you basically run into contact with every day. And that's your seed or your nephew or your grandchild or your next door neighbor's kid or anyone like that. You got to install these type of measures with them that counteract some of these issues that we face as people today. And still in all, working together, it's kind of, you know, I think, even with Yarima, and he's talking about separate platforms and reaching out to people on separate platforms and trying to get some type of understanding with such and such and said such and such. Let's do that with open arms. That shouldn't be a real instance where we shouldn't be doing something like that. We should be trying to. I'm not sure, even though with Yarima saying that. Some people don't want to give up their clout. Still in all, you can still, I believe what he was saying, that you can still have your clout. We just want to sit in the background and listen, at least from a better point of viewing, you know, as opposed to looking through the camera at you. We probably would like to sit down at your side while you do give your remarks on any issue that may be addressed. But still in all, give us the opportunity to stand with you at that point. You know, just don't leave us in the background, because I believe we all got the same agenda and the same same notion of what we're trying to work towards. Again, I was touching in on one issue again out there in Phoenix, Arizona, where the kids came out in full wardrobe of Ku Klux Klan head gear, head to toe, for a play that was called The Foreigner. Now, out there in Phoenix, Arizona, they call it a real popular play based upon that it's a comedy play. But still in all, you got to think about it. They always laugh at you in any issue dealing with you as a whole, no matter what you do. They always laugh at you. So this, for them to say that and for them to put it on air in the news as said such, they telling you right in your face. They laughing at you. You're a basic joke when it comes down to anything. And then this is a way. This is a what's that? A coy. I believe that's the term that they usually use to put that out there so you can. And they'll laugh it off so it's acceptable when it's really not. And I believe that was out at the ASU prep. High school out there in Phoenix, Arizona, where they got like 75% Hispanic students, 11% white, 9% black. Comes into question that already I'm sure that the stage manager, the person putting on the play, the principal, all of these people knew this before they stepped in on stage at the last for the day of the show. So everybody knew what they were going to do. So it was already a goal from the get-go in Phoenix, Arizona, with this particular setting that they put out there for the high school students. So it's acceptable, I guess, for the Klan to come out at any given time and display themselves in wardrobes with no issue and no retribution or repercussions behind it. And another, I believe, the one I believe that's really going to take us out tonight is the issue with the Caucasian woman. I'm not sure where she was at particularly in this case, but she had a stone in hand, I believe, and actually threw it at the police officer near without incident or issue, and just was taken down, taken to the police station without any self-harm whatsoever. Employs that, again, we are not a respected race, and it depends on us to come together to solve our problems. They're not going to give you the solutions to your problems. They may give you a hint, but they definitely ain't going to give you the solution. So it depends on you, me, anybody else out there listening, anybody else that want to take forth, anybody want to recognize that what we have going on, what we're trying to say, and what we're trying to bring to you. We would appreciate you if you could please step up. And again, the $2 to $5 that we're asking at On the Wake Up Radio definitely supports our radio viewing for this podcast tonight. But still in all, there are other measures set up throughout the universe to combat some of these issues that we have at hand. If you just go out there and take duly note of those people that are doing such actions as myself, as the people that came before me, and those people that's going to come behind me on this station tonight and the future thereof. There's a issue going on in America that we have to address going into this 2019 year. Passing down racism is definitely not an acceptable thing going into this year going forward. People, we cannot keep taking slaps definitely directed in the face. You cannot be, or in this case, don't set yourself up to take a slap in the face. Basically, recognize when you're being mistreated. Recognize when you're not wanted. Recognize some of these issues, and you won't put yourself in harm's way. And going to areas where you are welcome and accepted will definitely change some of these. Will definitely put a lighter load on where you're trying to go in life. Now, as far as what have they actually done for you lately for you to defend them, besides gentrification, I'm not really knowing. But if you have something that you want to say, again, you can always call in at that following number, 678-603-4393. Now, again, my name is Joel Saji. This is On the Wake Up Radio. And again, our topic is passing down racism, which seems to be apparent at the end of this 2018 year. I hope this reaches those who are enriched in combating issues of this nature. I'm hoping to enrich those who have never even thought of stepping up or in fear of doing something. I'm hoping this actually puts a vibration where it needs to go to trigger something in you to give yourself a better aspect of what we need to do. Because you're not only doing this for yourself, you're thinking of those behind you. And I'm really talking about your younger kids or your grandkids or what have you. I'm only speaking upon those that we have to set an example for. So if you're going into the 2019 year and coming out any other year, therefore, with accepting this, then definitely we're not really talking to you. We already know where you stand. But for those that take this wholeheartedly and accept it as is, then yes, please respond with what we're actually telling, actually instructing you or giving you a format to set forth. If you ain't going to give yourself a chance, give those behind you a better way of combating and working things out amongst themselves. Because again, I'm not going to be here forever, and I only got a voice for so long. And right now, my voice is almost coming to an end because I only got like so many minutes left in this program. But still in all, with the time that I have taken, please instruct yourselves in a better accord moving forward into the 2019 year. It's better to come out with a nice face as opposed to looking like Mitch Green coming out of the alley against Mike Tyson. Please, if you're Mitch Green in this case, carry a bat. With that being said, we want to thank all the those that tune in. And again, I am your host, Joel Saji. Shout out to my man, Rob, on the keyboards, and our producer, Sydney Ashby. Tune in next week, Sunday, 9 p.m. to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to On the Wake Up Radio. This segment is called Make Me Free. Again, I say, you can find me on Joel underscore Saji, S-A-J-J-I, at Instagram. And see you next week. We want to sign out, and you guys take care.